you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 11th of August, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll take a look at some of the music festivals going on in our province this month, including Ponderosa and the Victory Square Block Party, plus some more shameless self-promotion, and we'll look at what's going on this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it's another smoky day in the big smoke. Life in BC in August means forest fires all across the province, and that means we get the residue and the smoke here in the city. And thinking about all the folks that are out there right now fighting the fires and trying to preserve their homes and trying to keep things orderly and normal in a very stressful situation. But we're thinking about you. Hopefully next week it'll be safe in the Rock Creek area because the Ponderosa Music Festival is going on there. We'll talk more about it throughout the hour, but I just wanted to give you a taste of what you can hear. This is a local bluegrass group called Full Moon Riot.
Every day he sits out on his deck with a cold coffee and a cigarette. Bloodshot eyes and his look implies a life of deception full of hatred and lies. Boarded up windows, the yard's a mess. No family, no company, such loneliness. I wonder if he thinks he'd be better off dead. So many thoughts going on in my head. Ooh, who is that man? Is he running as a fugitive across the land? Ooh, who is that man? A thief or a killer, maybe Ku Klux Klan. Ooh, who is that man? I wonder where he hides his gun. Ooh, who is that man? Maybe he just needs someone to call a friend. Last Sunday I saw him roll up late into the night in his beat-up truck. He mumbled and he stumbled as he crossed the path. Then he looked across the road and our eyes met. Ooh, who is that man? I see the devil in his eyes, but I don't understand. Ooh, who is that man? An arsonist, a larcenist, a crime of passion. Ooh, who is that man? He's on to me, I need to make some kind of plan. Ooh, who is that man? Maybe he just needs someone to call a friend. Thank you. fugitive across the land. Ooh, is that man a thief or a killer? Maybe Ku Klux Klan. Ooh, is that man? I wonder where he hides his gun. Ooh, is that man? Maybe he just needs someone to call a friend. Someone to call a friend.
That's Full Moon Riot. They're going to be playing at the Ponderosa Arts Music Freshness Festival at Rock Creek next weekend, August 18th to 20th. Rock Creek, of course, is a little truck stop along the Crow's Nest Highway just east of Osuyas. And a great time is guaranteed for all at that one. There will be availabilities for camping and RVs, and there's a teepee experience. You can do some river rafting. You can there's a bus excursion. So if you don't have your own transportation, there's special buses being chartered to get out there. All the information is available at PonderosaFestival.com. And we're going to play some music from some of the other groups that are going to be performing there throughout the hour. If you're staying closer to home, this weekend is the final Sunday of the Ensemble Theatre Company Sunday Brunch Series. Ensemble Theatre, of course, is running three plays in repertory at the Jericho Arts Center from now until the 18th of August. The plays are right in front of me here. They are Sarah Rule's In the Next Room, also known as the Vibrator Play, John Irving's A Prayer for Owen Meany, and David Powell's Masterclass, a play all about music and Stalin in Russia in the 1950s, 1940s and 50s. The play is written by David Powell, and his work is also going to be featured on this Sunday's brunch event. One of the things Ensemble does is they have an outdoor reading of material related to the play that's going to be on the matinee that day. It happens just outside the theater in the park in down by Jericho Beach. So the feature this Sunday is called Music to Murder. It's to an American music critic in the garden of the Castillo Gesualdo near Naples comes the dead critic Philip Heseltine, who became the composer Peter Warlock by reincarnating in himself demonically the 16th century marginal composer. Heseltine, through his powers as a warlock, summons Gesualdo, who acts out the crime passionnel, which inspired his own suicide. A fascinating game for composers to play with critics, and a play that is an engaging piece of criticism. So that is happening at noon on Sunday, just outside the Jericho Arts Center. Have a little lunch, watch a little outside stage reading, and then go inside the theater for the production of Masterclass that afternoon. And, of course, the other two plays are also continuing throughout the week. You can still get more. You can still get tickets. You go to EnsembleTheatreCompany.ca, and they are, of course, on Facebook, and the Dave Radio Facebook page has a link there as well. So the final week to check out the Ensemble Theatre shows. Don't miss it. Always a worthwhile educational and entertainment experience through your summer. Okay, let's hear another group that's going to be at the Ponderosa Festival. This is Heads Hang Heavy.
Monk, so you know. the devil twist and shout.
Smoke them out.
Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. That's what we're all about.
Work it out.
With the reggae hymn and some holy water in your mouth. Make the devil twist and shout.
Smoke them out.
Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. That's what we're all about, yeah. Not every one of us can foresee wicked days. Flip up the card or roll of the dice won't make it play. But we're the funky monks, so when it turns out rain, bring up your sacrifices and watch them burn away. Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. That's what we're all about.
Work it out
with the reggae hymn and some holy water in your mouth. Make the devil twist and shout.
Smoke them out.
Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. That's what we're all about, yeah. And some holy water in your mouth. Make the devil twist and shout.
Smoke them out.
Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. That's what we're all about.
Work it out.
With the reggae hymn and some holy water in your mouth. Make the devil twist and shout.
Smoke them out.
Exercise no demon till the sun come out. Move it at the dance, shake them out. Yeah, we're gonna work it out. Work it out, work it out, yeah.
And once again, that is Heads Hang Heavy, and they're going to be doing their stuff at the Ponderosa Music Festival in Rock Creek next weekend. This weekend, the Vancouver Mural Festival is going strong. I'm going to cough now. Excuse me. There we go. And there is lots going on. It's an annual event where artists from around the world come to Vancouver and lay up some of their great mural work around the city. And the coolest thing about the mural festival is that once it's over, it stays. It's permanent work that we can enjoy for years and years and years. It started last night with the big Mount Pleasant street party, but events are happening all weekend. The featured mural this year is down in the downtown east side, and it's a piece that's going on the Pigeon Park Savings Bank at the corner of Columbia and Hastings. And it is a mural aptly named East Van Pigeon. The mural will be a full building wrap of the building at 92 East Hastings. And it's produced in partnership with BC Housing, Van City, Pigeon Park Savings, a whole bunch of different groups. And the vision is to reflect what an important landmark that building is and continues to be within the neighborhood. And it's been designed by Haida artist Corey Bulpit and features pigeons in the traditional Haida form line style as a kind of crest for the urban community. So that is being constructed now. You can go and check that out, and there's other events going on all around town. Plus, there's parties and other special things happening in conjunction with the mural festival, including the Painter's Prom tonight at the Beaumont Studios. There's also a party at the Narrow Lounge just tomorrow starting at noon. There's walking tours. The Mount Pleasant Street Party featuring Yukon Blonde and other groups playing, I think, starting at noon tomorrow. Monday night, there's a performance at the Fox Cabaret by Basia Bulat. And if you don't know who Basia Bulat is, this is what she sounds like. Once again, check out the VancouverMuralFest.ca, or we've got the link on the Facebook page.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org, or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
You're waking the neighbors!
No.
The Alliance for Arts and Culture has launched a new project called Spacefinder. It's a free-to-list, free-to-search database that helps artists find spaces they need for performance, rehearsal, exhibition, and more. You can search by area, price, and space needs. Go to bc.spacefinder.org to find or list your space now.
A woman smiled at me and said, "Is there anything you'd like to know about the neighborhood?"
The First Weekend Club wants us to let you know about a movie that's happening tonight at the Van City Theater. It's a documentary called Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. Rumble explores how Native American influence is an integral part of music history. It goes into the history of North American music and specifically references First Nations musicians and other musicians who worked with them and were inspired by them. There's interviews from everyone from Buddy Guy, Quincy Jones, Tony Bennett, Iggy Pop, Steve Tyler, Steve Van Zandt, way more people than we can list right now. I saw the trailer for it a couple of weeks ago when I went to see Funeral Day, and just astonishing how many different musicians that we knew and didn't know were First Nations and Aboriginal North Americans, and just the profound influence that their music has had on all of us. So go to the VIFF, Vancouver International Film Festival website, or check out the First Weekend Club for more details on that, and then go down and see it. And that's happening tonight at the VIFF. We've also got, let's see here, what have we got here? Let's play another tune, and then I can find what else I was going to talk about here. I think that would just make more sense. The Victory Square Block Party is coming up. That happens every year on Labor Day, the first Monday of the month, and the lineup has been introduced, and lots of great groups are going to be performing that, including this group here, Needles and Pins.
songs every day. Do you still feel violent in the winter? Do you still sing the same songs every day? Do you still feel violent in the winter? Do you still sing the same songs every day? Do you still feel violent in the winter? Do you still sing the same songs every day? Do you still feel violent in the winter?
Needles and Pins, and they're going to be at the annual block party, Victory Square block party, Labor Day, all day Sunday. Well, it's not Monday. It's the Sunday, Labor Day Sunday, down there at Victory Square. So lots of fun. That's a great day, all day, lots of fun. Supported and sponsored by CITR Mint Records and is it the Megaphone? Yeah. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival is going on right now. Movies and films produced by the LGBT... how do you say that again, Donald?
LGBTQ.
That's right. I knew it was something like that. Anyway, the festival is happening right now. The big gala opening party happened last night. Films are being shown at six different venues, including SFU's Goldcorp Theatre for the Arts, Cineplex Odeon International Village, also known as Tinseltown, the VIF Van City Theater on Seymour, the Vancouver Playhouse, Waterfront Theater on Granville Island, and the Fabulous York Theater on Commercial Drive. The all the details, all the shows, there's a listings of hundreds of films. There's other scheduling and programming events. There's meetings. There's workshops. There's artists in residence. There's all kinds of things happening from now until the 20th of August. Make sure you get involved. Vancouver Queer Film Festival. It's queerfilmfest.ca to get all the details, and that's linked on the Facebook page as well. All right. Now, have you ever heard of the Boombox Saints? I hadn't. I didn't know anything about them, and until one of them passed away. And I live in Burnaby. I live right next door to the Masonic Cemetery out there close to Brentwood Mall. And we often, you know, look out our living room window and see people being buried and families gathering together. And it's not an unusual sight. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. And we live next to a cemetery, so we expect to see that. Only one particular burial that happened a couple of weeks ago. There was quite a large gathering at the ceremony itself. And ever since then, for the last couple of weeks, there have been people visiting that grave every day. And it's just piled up with floral tributes and wreaths and all that stuff. And we were just, Renee and I were just like quite astonished at how many, who was this person and why did they inspire such a tribute, such dedication? So we found his name. It was Jeffrey Dave Barama. And we did a little more searching. Actually, Renee found this out. I couldn't. My skills weren't as good as hers. And she discovered that he is actually Huggy Fresh, one of the rappers from Vancouver hip hop group Boombox Saints. And it turns out that Boombox Saints is represented by a local agency that we have contact with. So we are in the process now of trying to get some of the surviving Saints in to talk to us about Huggy Fresh and find out who he was. And obviously, I mean, this guy must have been pretty amazing to inspire this kind of dedication after his death. So we are right now, we're going to play a tune from Boombox Saints. This is from their most recent release, which was, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago. It's the title track from the CD For the Moment.
Underestimate the power of a hustler. Baby, I've been on my grind and you know that I'm coming up. And yeah, I know you fly like them jeans with the button-ups, but come and have my jeans, girl. I bet you be like, what the blood? Mama, they don't raise a fool, you can trust that. No trust firm, but I'm making sure my son has. Yeah, this that feeling where you coming from a bus pass up to a drop top, screaming now, fuck that. Middle finger to the sky. Yeah, you may not like me now, but you're gonna realize that I'ma be the one you're gonna be missing in your life. Get it right, get your chauffeur and come pick me up tonight, Mrs.
Life of a superstar, and you can have anyone you want, but I can only be me. You're out of my league, but only for the moment, cause I'm heading to the top now, down from the bottom, and catch me in a drop top, driving to tomorrow.
You step straight out of a magazine. Got an attitude that can suck up. Was the impression you were giving to me? Interest, yeah, she demanded it. Stand out, cause I can't stand it. She'll pay you no mind, like
money, take a look at this.
Chop the screw and slow it down. Think about it even for a moment. Looking fly, strutting on the sidewalk, model on the runway. Girl, you own it, soon as I'm on it. Say shit till you moaning. Going out of my way, get up in your zone and knowing that you living in the
life of a superstar. And you can have anyone you want, but I can only be me. You're out of my league, but only for the moment, cause I'm heading to the top now, down from the bottom, and catch me in a drop top, driving to tomorrow. By the end of the day, you're gonna be rolling with me, and if you know what I mean, you might be out of my league, but only for the moment.
Yeah, I see you, girl, you like them finer things. I know you know it, girl, money isn't everything. And if it really is, I might have to ball for you. Working 9 to 5 or 2 so I can spend it all on you.
Baby, I'm just saying, I'm about to make it. I ain't playing, and if you love me now,
you're gonna love me even more. Cause when it happens, you can have it all when you're living that
life of a superstar. And you can have anyone you want.
Do you like the erotic, the erotic fan fiction? That's what we're talking about here. A friend of mine moved to Britain. Well, she went back to Britain. She's from London, and she went back home, and she ran into a friend of hers, and you know, hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? What's new? What you been up to? And she said, well, my brother has a podcast. And she said, well, that's interesting. What's it called? It's called My Dad Wrote a Porno. Apparently, the father of these two people has written his own erotic novel. And the son and a couple of his friends have decided that they're going to turn it into a podcast and read it chapter by chapter. But it's been out available for about a year and a half now. I'm quite a fan of it myself. But anyway, so I might go and check this out. This is going on tonight. It's at the Seven Dining Lounge. Broadway and Columbia. And it is 53 West Broadway, for those who need addresses. It is, some of Vancouver's finest and most diverse talent compete in the smuttiest, sexiest, and most hilarious competition you'll ever see. They've challenged 8 writers to come up with the most erotic fan fiction they can develop utilizing a simple theme, fantasy. It'll be read aloud, blind. I don't think they mean blind. I think they mean cold, like no one's read it before, you know. By actors on stage, as you, the audience, decides who moves on to next month's show and secures a spot in the season finale deathmatch. Yes. So it's erotic fiction, it's cold reading, and it's a competition. How much more fun are you looking for here? It's going on tonight, 7 o'clock, at the 7 Dining Lounge, which is, of course, as I said, 53 West Broadway. Another group that's going to be playing at Victory Square on Labor Day, this is Dumb.
Lindsay Quincy Johnson.
Five Alarm Funk, who will be at the Ponderosa Festival at Rock Creek next weekend. And this weekend, the Vancouver Fruit Festival is going on at the Russian Hall. That's all day tomorrow, starting around noon. It's fruit, it's pie, it's local organic blueberries, and lots of music. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, lots and lots of groups lined up starting at noon and going all the way till about 2 in the morning. And one of the groups that's going to be performing is actually warming up in our lounge at the moment, and they're going to be performing live right here at CITR at 1 o'clock, which is about 15 minutes from now. They're called Marlena Moore, and they are, as I said, they're warming up, ready to go. So stick around. Keep your radio on. Once Dave Radio is over, we're going to hear from them and then get you all warmed up to go to the Fruit Festival tomorrow at the Russian Hall.
Summer. 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 The summer double issue of Discorder magazine is out. Grab one right now to read features about accessibility in Vancouver, Western Front's media artist in residence, Gabby Dow, about Gable Vision, the LGBTQIA+ video history archive at Vivo, local thriving 18-year-old hip-hop artist Prado, an interview with the Chinatown Concern Group, Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. Plus, you can cure your FOMO with our concert reviews, amp up your summer playlist after reading our album reviews, and of course, there's a special taroscope waiting for you in the summer issue of Discorder magazine. Pick one up today at a stand in your neighborhood. Thanks to our advertisers, the Rickshaw Theater, Current Symposium, the Cinematheque Live Van, the Rio Theater, Audiopile, Rifflandia, and Mint Records.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
He feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're going to start off with a couple of notices from here at CITR. We got some jobs, student jobs. Several student employment opportunities have been posted. We're looking for an Indigenous Media Collective Coordinator, an Access Collective Coordinator, a Gender Empowerment Collective Coordinator, a Production Coordinator, and a Sports Broadcast Coordinator. Job descriptions are available on the CITR Discorder website. And the deadline to apply is August 24th for the Indigenous Media Collective Coordinator. And all the other positions, deadline is August 28th. And also looking for submissions for Shindig. CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, our 34th annual Shindig, is coming up in September. And we are looking for musicians and bands of all shapes, sizes, and genres. Winners of Shindig receive studio time, mastered tracks, and a feature in Discorder magazine, along with merchandise production and showcase opportunities. Send your following information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. We want a demo of original material containing a minimum of 3 songs, and it could be in any format, You can send a link to Bandcamp or SoundCloud. You can send us some MP3s. You can drop off a CD or a cassette, whatever you got. We also need current contact information. This is crucial because if we like what we hear, we want to know how to get a hold of you. And sometimes people forget to do that. So please remember to include your email and phone number in your submission. Now, if you've got other stuff like bios, photos, and magazine articles and write-ups in Georgia Strait and stuff like that, it's not required. But if you do send it in, we'll take a look at it. And it might sway the judge's decision. So send all that stuff to, as I said, shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Or you can drop them off in person right here at CITR, which is located in the luxurious student nest here on campus. Deadlines for submissions is the 1st of September. So you still have a couple of weeks to go. Well, actually, you have about 3 weeks to go. But, you know, don't put it off too long because you want to be there. Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, or Fraser Valley Stage, as they're now known, is doing the Gondoliers by Gilbert and Sullivan. That is happening in February and March in Abbotsford. And next August, they're going to take a trip to the UK to perform their show at in Yorkshire. So that's an opportunity. Now, most of the production has been cast, but they are still looking for someone to play Marco Palmieri, a young to middle-aged adult tenor with an easy top A. So check that out. They also have some openings for some adult women in all vocal ranges, but you do need to have some dancing experience for that. And you can contact Fraser Valley Stage or Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan to find out more about that. Vancouver Film School has a sketch comedy company, and they are doing auditions next week. Let's see. Oh, no, that's last week, August 9th. So we'll just let that one go. Theater West Van doing Dial M for Murder, directed by friend of the show, Tom Cavadias. That is happening in October at the K. Meek Center in West Vancouver, and the auditions are on Sunday. That's the 13th at the West Van United Church. Theater in the Country and Theater in the Grove doing Christmas Carol for their Christmas show. That's happening in Maple Ridge and Langley. And the show is not technically a musical, but there will be singing and traditional Christmas carols and some basic choreography and that kind of stuff. So they got a whole bunch of requirements for that, including someone to play Scrooge and some 8 to 12-year-olds to play children's roles. And there's about 16 adult roles to participate in as well. You don't need to have an English accent. Just a little bit of singing ability will be helpful. You can go to theaterinthecountry.com to find out more about that. The auditions are happening this weekend and then 2 weeks from now at Theater in the Country in Maple Ridge. Tomosuru Players are doing Altar Boys, and that is going to be happening in February of next year at Club XY on Butte Street. The auditions are August 16th and 17th at 3030 East Broadway, looking for five guys around 18 or over who can do boy band style singing and dancing. And indicate your vocal range on the submission. Women are welcome to submit, but the role will be played as a male. So it's certainly, that would be an interesting challenge for you and fun for the audience too. Fraser Valley, yeah, that's where we got them again. Fraser Valley, Gilman and Sullivan are doing The Little Mermaid as their panto for Christmas this year, and that's going to be at the Surrey Arts Center in November. The auditions are at the end of the month at August 27th and 29th at the Valley View Funeral Home in Surrey. And it's open to anyone ages 8 and up, so get involved with the Fraser Valley Panto. And it's FVGSS. producer@gmail.com is the email address. Emerald Pig in Maple Ridge doing a show called Things That Go Bump in the Night, a unique evening of music, magic, and mayhem. Looking for singers, dancers, musicians, storytellers, magicians, actors, poets. And if you want more information about that, you can go to emeraldpig.ca. The auditions are August 31st, and the show itself is happening in October. And then we've got the North Van Community Players doing their self-help panto, The Doctor of Oz, directed by friend of the show, Miles Lefkowicz, and that's happening in November. The auditions are in September at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver, and these roles are all open to male and female performers, and performers of all ages are encouraged to audition. And finally, the Royal City Musical Theatre production for next year, Cabaret, are starting their auditions in September, September 17th, 24th, and October 1st. Val Easton is directing Cabaret this year for the Royal City folks, and you can go to their website, Royal City Musical Theatre, for more information on that. We got time for a quick little song, I think. Let's see here. Who should we hear from? Let's hear from the Courtneys. They're going to be playing up at the Ponderosa Festival next weekend as well. Holy cow, I forgot my own shameless self-promotion. Doing a Fringe show this year. Yes, your humble host is going to be live on stage at the Culch Historic of September 7th to 17th. The play is called Obit, a deathly serious comedy by Kathy Colas and Simon Roberts. It's fun. It's thoughtful. It's well worth the money, and I'm in it, so you don't want to miss that. So if you're going to do any fringing this year, make sure you check out Obit at the Van East Cultural Center Culch Historic Theater. And what do you know? That's it. Time to go. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, or you can like us, send it to us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show, you can relive glorious moments from the past by checking out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. We got a live in-studio performance by Marlena Moore, who's going to be at the Fruit Festival tomorrow. And then we've got Radio Zero at 2 o'clock, and then Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
UBC. Okra is UBC's newest residents association council, and we are thrilled to be a part of the community. Here at Orchard Commons, we value our residents, respect our community, and love catering events to our first years. Our amazing views of the ocean combined with the open kitchen make us a central location at UBC. Here's to a great year. Orchard Commons, the place to be. My name is Andre, and this has been brought to you by the Orchard Commons Residents Association.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territories. I'm Claire. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. And for this hour, we have a really special thing happening. Marlena Moore is here to do a live set. She and her band are playing at